and welcome back to the show. Today we're talking with Bob Lindquist, owner and operator of Safe Retirement Strategies, and we've been discussing where people have their money, and we've been talking about a pretty common way to describe it, the three-legged stool, and we talked first about Social Security, and I know that any stool I've ever seen has two more legs to it, so what would the second leg be?
The second leg, Dennis, is a pension income. And what I'm finding out, when I started this business in the 80s, everybody that I visited with had pension income. And that's income that they can count on and depend on for the rest of their lives.
So is this the, when you say pension, I guess in my head I've got that idea of, I see that person that worked at, say, the factory for 20, 30 years or the same, maybe
absolutely.
The same, and then they get their pension.
And he knew he was going to be with this employer. Mm-hmm. And they knew that they could just read their statements, and these folks knew years in advance what this income was going to be down the road. They could depend on that. And what we're finding out is, although those aren't extinct, they're not very common nowadays.
An endangered species.
They really are. They really are. And what we've moved into, because the employer no longer wants to be involved in that, they don't want to be responsible for that. What we've moved into are defined contribution plans called 401k plans.
Gotcha.
And the defined contribution piece simply means that employer who used to be taken care of by the employee that used to be taken care of by the employer, he's on his own now.
Now, you told me earlier when we were off air, you had mentioned a statistic that I think you need to share with the audience about the slow, demise
sure,
of pensions
sure.
or how less frequently you see them.
It's interesting. In 1998, I saw a survey recently that the Fortune 500 companies, 60% of these Fortune 500 companies provided these pension plans for their employees. 2014, a recent survey indicated that same group of 500 employers, 22% of them now provide pension income to their employees. So it's so clear that employees nowadays in these new defined contribution plans, they are on their own and it's up to them to fund their own plan to create income one of these days down the road for themselves.
That's an amazing shift in the retirement world in just, 16, 17 years?
Mm-hmm. It's a huge change. And for that reason, a lot of people need to start asking some questions for their own purpose.
Okay, so if we go back now, so we've got leg one, Social Security. Mm-hmm. Leg two, pension. God bless you if you got one. If not, you've got a 401k.
If you've got one, you're lucky, yes.
And so that takes us to the third leg. What's the third leg?
The third leg simply is our personal savings and our personal investments, our own personal IRAs. What I'm finding is people are so afraid of the risk of the market, the volatility in the market.
Mm-hmm.
They are so afraid of losing ground. Because they get to the point where a male or female starts to become a little long in the tooth, and they just can't go backwards. They just can't afford to lose any money.
Can't stomach it.
They really can't. And so we have strategies, if you will, mm-hmm. to help them tremendously with their personal savings to create guaranteed lifetime income for them.
Absolutely. So what kind of strategies do you see people using with their personal savings? What kind of vehicles do you see them using, or any common things that you see?
Well, we're in the insurance industry, mm-hmm. and I heard this message 10 years ago that I think I mentioned to you earlier that it just knocked me off my stool, and it's one of safety, and it's one of growth, mm-hmm. and it's one of guaranteed lifetime income, and that's what I appreciated the most. And it's called a fixed indexed annuities. And this insurance industry that we're in provides these strategies for people that just let them calm down a little bit in their life to know that it's a third leg of the stool that creates ongoing lifetime income.
Fascinating. You know, I guess it makes sense, like you were telling me before. We trust insurance companies with insuring our car. We trust insurance companies with insuring our health. Why not look to an insurance company to insure our retirement?
Dennis, we're talking about huge insurance companies that have been in business for many, many years that have been doing exactly what you've said. and they're doing it bigger and better than they've ever done it before. And I'll tell you, every time I see somebody on the streets has got a big old smile on their face, I'm just convinced that they have guaranteed lifetime income. And that's what we're helping people do.
Oh, that's so fantastic. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. So coming up on Right on the Money, more with Bob, and we're going to move into how to put a retirement income plan into place. We'll be right back after this.